by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, and I get to spend a little time talking about the school supply drive. Usual spokesman in for the event, Carol Beck. Thanks for coming in this morning, Carol.
Thanks for having us.
And it doesn't seem possible. I mean, yes, I know it's the 19th of July, but somewhere, as long as it's July, I don't think about school starting, but we need to.
Right, but you got to remember, we do this school supply drive all, we handle it all year long, so this is not unusual for us to think about school all year.
It really isn't, and I know that those of you who have been active in it for, well, you have, and some of the others since the beginning, you look for those bargains, I don't care, you know, after Christmas sales, and anytime you find a good buy on papers, pencils, backpacks, and everything else.
Right, we've been doing this for 17 years, so a long time. We tweak it every year, and we're getting really pretty good at it.
Yeah, I think school starts, you told me, for Caney Valley on or around the 8th of August. Is that right?
Yes, that's what we've heard. So, and I want to thank Bob Wesneski to be being here with me, and the Wesneskis have been a great help in our organization, so.
Yep. Bob, I think this is your first time on the air for it, or at least as I recall, but I know you've been active in the program for about as long as it's been around, as I recall.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah. I got started when the wife came home, and she was complaining about how long it took. So I said, well, let's see if we can make it a little faster, a little bit more efficient, and there you go. We now pack over 2,500 backpacks every year. Each of those backpacks is custom filled with just the supplies that the student needs. So if a person goes to Caney Elementary and he's a third grade boy, that's the supplies he's going to get.
And I think that's something that we try to highlight about the program every year, that it's not a generic backpack. It is built for a particular student in a particular classroom.
That's right. Now, remember, we only can help those in Washington County, plus our feeder schools of Bowring and Osage Hills.
But you're always there to answer the questions on how to start a program. If somebody in, I don't care, Rogers, Nowata, Tulsa, doesn't matter, any other county in the state, you'd be there to say, this is how we do it.
We certainly could help them. We haven't had anybody come forward from those places yet, but we could certainly help them, give them some ideas on how to get started. I guess my advice would be start small and then build up from there. We have a lot of support from the community. We have over 200 volunteers that show up on the Saturday and Sunday before we give these backpacks out. All these activities happen at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in downtown Bartlesville. So on Saturday morning, we'll be packing the elementary backpacks. And Saturday afternoon, we move a bunch of products around to prepare for the high school packing. And then on Sunday afternoon, we'd be packing for the high school. And those dates are, Carol?
The dates are Saturday, August 4th. So that we want to start at 9 a.m. So we like to get done by 1, and we usually are. And that's for the elementary. And then, of course, Saturday afternoon, we take a break, and then we work 2 to 4. We try to get done just resetting the products. And then Sunday, we want to start at 1:30. We try to get done by 5, and that's for the high school and middle school students.
And you can always use more volunteers. I don't care how many you've got.
Right, and they can go to our website, which is packthebackpacks.org, and then go to the volunteer and sign up, or if you don't have that, you can just show up at those times and volunteer.
So you just if you could do one of these, oh, I forgot to volunteer, that's no excuse. You can still show up.
Just come by on that Saturday, August the 4th at 9 o'clock, or Sunday, August 5th at 1:30, and you can help us pack some backpacks. And we have people of all ages. So if you're not too great at, you know, hauling backpacks, they're not very heavy, but some people just can't carry that much. We actually have quite a few other tasks that need to be done there. So we have people there from, you know, ages 6 to 65 and a half.
And if you
or more.
If you have trouble standing up, you've got sit-down jobs.
We have a few of those, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You really, I think, got this down to as close to a science as I think you're going to get. But like you say, you keep tweaking and trying to make it better every year. So 5 years from now, you could prove me wrong. But it's a pretty efficient program.
Right.
We try to make it that way, yeah. The idea is we have, you know, a couple of hundred people there. And in trying to make sure that all of those volunteers honestly feel like they did a bang-up job, we want to make sure that when they get there, there's something meaningful for every one of them to do, and they're not standing around waiting for things to happen. And the way we fill these backpacks, we're filling a backpack every couple of minutes coming off the line, if you will. So, yeah, it's pretty fast.
It really is. And so if you'd like to volunteer, again, go to the website, packthebackpacksplural.org, or just show up on that Saturday and or Sunday at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. And thanks so much for the folks at St. Luke's for acting as a host facility and storing a bunch of stuff for you throughout the year.
Oh, yeah. We take over one of their big halls in mid-June, and we just bring our supplies in there and stack them all up, and as we buy some more during the summer, we put them all in there. So we can't say enough about the support that we've gotten from St. Luke's over the years. It's really been phenomenal. We kind of take over the place there for about 4 days, and they just keep on letting us do it, and we're very, very thankful for that.
Absolutely. Well, this is the time, and we need to talk about sign-ups, because if you don't have youngsters and families signed up, then you're giving the backpacks to not very many people.
Right. So there are three locations where you can sign up. We take the applications at Concern, which is on Penn Avenue, and their address is 333 Penn, but it's right next door to Tuesday House. Mm-hmm. So if you know where that is. And remember, they're only open Monday through Thursday, so you can come today and sign up from 11 to 2:45, and then next week, Monday through Thursday, those same hours. Mary Martha Outreach is taking applications, I believe, on Wednesday and Thursday. And then at Agape, they are open Monday through Saturday, so you can actually go to Saturday, and the last day is a week from this Saturday, July 28th, and they close at 1:30, 1:45. So get there. If you can't get there during the week, get to Agape on Saturday, and they're at 309 South Busey Avenue.
Okay, and I was wondering if we're talking about sign-ups. You only have to sign up one time per youngster.
Right, just sign up once, and if the parent can't sign up, you know, grandma can go, or you can actually get an application online, fill it out completely, have someone bring it with your ID, and drop it off. But you have to drop it. Don't just throw it in the door. You give it to a representative that will check it over and give you an actual sheet that is stamped that you signed up. You need that sheet. And it's recommended that you actually bring that sheet when you come to pick up your backpacks.
Yeah, I can see why you would almost insist on seeing that backpack when they claim, or that receipt when they claim the backpack, because there are some common last names that, there theoretically could be two. I'll use the word Bob Jones, it doesn't matter. But there could be two Bob Joneses in the system. You want to make sure you're giving the one for fifth grade at, I don't care.
Well, Kansas. We have a lot of controls or procedures in place to make sure that just the right people, we verify people's identity when they come to pick it up. You actually have to have an ID when you pick it up. You do not need that little piece of paper when you come to pick it up. I want to make people clear that you don't need that piece of paper. That's just an extra reminder for yourself to come and buy and pick it up. So let's not hung up on all that.
Sounds like
bad.
A deal.
Right.
Okay. We're talking Pack the Backpacks this morning and letting you know how you can get involved and make sure that your students are signed up for the program. We'll continue coming up on K1 in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, again, reminding you about the Pack the Backpacks program. It's something that's been going on in Bartlesville under this organizational umbrella for 17 years, but I think there before that, Carol, correct me if I'm wrong, individual organizations tried to do something to help the students, and that's the reason this nonprofit came around, so that it could all come under one umbrella and be more organized.
Right, and I believe I started in 2000 with the Service League, and we noticed that it used to be the organization before Agape, Busey Mission, mm-hmm. and Salvation Army, and Concern were all trying to help students with supplies. And so Service League got together and decided to put it under one umbrella, and then it just exploded, especially when Bob and Melinda got involved. In 2003, we helped 900 students, mm-hmm. and now over 2,500.
And again, this is for the schools in Washington County and the feeder schools for Bowering and Osage Hills. Other schools, again, the expertise is there to help you out, but this is serving these students only right now.
Yes, and we really want to help those that are truly needy. And we want them to come to school with a backpack just like everyone else. That's why we fill the backpacks with the specific grade, school, and boy or girl.
And again, are shopping throughout the year to find the best bargain, and you tend to buy in bulk if you can. You know, find a great deal on a whole bunch of pencils or a whole bunch of notebook paper or whatever it is. You're there to say, give me all you got.
Yes, and we buy all year long, and then after we get done, that's when a lot of the stores give their sales. So that's what we need money to buy those at the sale prices.
So, yes, we need money.
Well, let's talk about needing money because, of course, as a 501c3, it is a tax-deductible donation for those who donate. But sometimes that's not nearly as important to people just wanting to help out the students. So how do we get that done, Bob?
Okay, there's a couple of ways that people can help us financially. If you're web savvy and you like using your credit card, you can go to packthebackpacks.org. And right there on the homepage, there is a Donate Now button. You go to there and you can make any sort of donation you want with your credit card. If you don't want to do it that way, you'd rather send a check, you can send it to us at Washington County School Supply Drive. If we could make the title longer, I guess we would. But that's what it is.
WCSSD.
Yeah, there you go. WCSSD. Address is P.O. Box 2031, Bartlesville 74005. Any amount is appreciated.
Bob, you told me before we went on the air you've got an event that kind of makes donating and raising money a little bit fun.
Yes. We have a poker tournament coming up on August 11th. If you like to play Texas Hold'em, the Frank Phillips Club and an organization called the Northern Oklahoma Poker League are sponsoring an event. It'll be on August 11th. That's a Saturday. That's after our big giveaway, but we will use this money to buy supplies for next year. And it's going to be at 6:15 p.m. That's a Saturday. It starts at 6:15 is the sign up. The cost is $50. It's a regular about as professionally run poker tournament as you can get. And that the entry fee all goes to the Pack the Backpacks organization. And the sponsors are lining up some really cool prizes. And there's also going to be some door prizes. So if you go to our website, you can sign up right there. And you get two chances in the drawings for the door prizes. You can wait until August 11th and come. And this again will be, and you'll get one chance in the drawing. Again, that's on August 11th at 6:15 at the Frank Phillips Club, which is at 200 South Dewey in Bartlesville.
Okay, sounds like it's certainly an opportunity to raise a little money and, like we said, have a little bit of fun in the process. Win a door prize. I don't know what they'll be, but you've got some great donors there, so we'll expect good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. It'll be great.
And now, if people are out and around shopping and they see what they think is a great buy on, I don't care, pencils or paper, you wouldn't turn them away. Money just allows you to buy the items that you specifically need at the time that it's a great buy.
Right. We'll certainly take any donated school supplies that people want to provide. If you're asking, well, what do you need? Easy answer is paper and spirals. You get all those you can, and we can always use those. We like to go ahead and ask for that because typically those items are about the same price all year round. We usually can't get them any cheaper than you can. Some of the items you might be able to get, kind of expensive now, and we'd rather have you just buy, say, paper and pencils and be done with that. And if you get those and you have some place to drop them off, if you need a place to drop them off, you can bring them to St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and we'll certainly take them there.
Okay, sounds like an opportunity that, again, if people want to give, I know some people like to give stuff, and I want to make sure that they give that opportunity.
Sure.
But again, the dollars allow you 365 and a quarter days a year to go out and do the shopping that allows you to get the best buy on what you're buying.
Oh, yeah.
And our budget is over, well, it's almost $60,000 now to buy everything, because, you know, if you'd go out and buy a backpack with everything in it, it's around $60 a student. And so if you've got a family of five, that's a lot. So that's the ones, you know, they really appreciate our help. You should just see the kids' face when they get their backpack on that Monday.
Well, let's talk about how people can get signed up again. We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to make sure we get enough families signed up. And again, just sign up once.
Just sign up once, so you can go to Concern, Mary Martha Outreach, Agape Mission, but during their hours. And when you drop it off, if you've downloaded an application and want to drop it off, have to give it to a representative. So Concern's hours are today 11 to 2:45, and they're at 333 South Penn. Mary Martha Outreach is today, but I'm not sure on the hours, and next week, Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So check with them on their hours. And of course, Agape Mission, 309 South Busey, is open Monday through Saturday. So if you're going to Concern, next Thursday would be the last day, and Mary Martha next Thursday, I believe that's the 26th, and Agape Mission is the last day to sign up, July 28th.
And your man hours are needed the first weekend in August to help pack the backpacks on that Saturday and on that Sunday, and then distribution is on Monday.
Yeah, August 6th.
So when you come to sign up, make sure you know all the kids' school and their grades, and bring your ID.
Sounds like a great deal. That's our Community Connection on 1400 K1. News is next.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. An explosion and fire.